It's a common sense recap of the big stories. It's Katz and Cosby on 77 WABC.
But now we have our country's leading economist. We have Larry Kudlow to tell us, where the heck are we? Larry?
Yeah, well, where are we? It's a good question. We saw some stagflation this week.
Now, nobody knows. The average person out there, this is a regular network. It's not the business network. The average person out there doesn't know what stagflation is. Would you tell them?
I'll give it my best shot. So stagflation means a stagnant economy. So 1.6% GDP was very low. It's the lowest in about a year, I think. And inflation means inflation. So when you have slow growth and hotter inflation, that becomes stagflation. How's that?
That is great.
All right. I'd give it my best shot. And
that's pretty good.
One of the things it means for ordinary folks is that the Fed is going to have to keep interest rates high for longer because of the inflation problem, which came in for the first quarter at about 4.5%. That's a big number. Their target is 2. I don't think the economy is collapsing, but there's a lot of weaknesses, particularly the business sector is looking very weak. And consumer spending is holding it up. There's a lot of government stimulus, which is unhealthy. So that's one of the issues that we had. The other issue we had this week was a spate of new regulations proposed by the Biden administration. Probably the worst one was shutting down coal and shutting down new natural gas plants because they will not meet the emissions targets. And we had a former EPA administrator on who predicted that in a couple of weeks they're going to actually put out regulations that might shut down many of the existing natural gas plants. So this is very bad because the demand for electricity is rising. Okay, you've got electric vehicles. You've got AI computing power. You've got a lot of chip semiconductor factories being built. Everybody needs more electricity. By shutting down coal, by shutting down new natural gas and maybe existing natural gas plants, and, of course, they've always tried to stop the oil production. They took 13 million acres out of Alaska, can't use that. You're not going to have a supply of electricity. So this leads to really two options. One is utility rates are going to blow sky high, or you're going to have brownouts, or possibly blackouts, but certainly brownouts. You can't cut back electricity in the face of rising demand. This is all being done, by the way, against the wishes, against the decision of the Supreme Court, which last year, you recall, in the EPA versus West Virginia, the Supreme Court ruled you cannot have these regulations unless Congress legislates them. The Bidens are not asking Congress for legislation, and they are going around the Supreme Court decision. So this is a very bad story.
So, Larry, Ed Cox here. It's more than just the EPA. The Labor Department's putting out regulations. The FCC's putting out new regulations. Why are they rushing them out now?
Well, they're rushing them out now because they're afraid Trump's going to win. And they want to try to Trump-proof these regulations, which is silly because Trump will just repeal them. They're executive orders. Just what we did, knocking out 7 regs for every 1 new one. And he'll do it again, and he campaigns on that deregulation. By the way, the FCC one is very onerous. There's an FTC one, too, but the Federal Communications Commission is going back to Obama's net neutrality. What does that mean? It basically means that the regulators will control the Internet. They will control the profit margins like a utility. Oh, yeah. They'll control all the broadband specifications. They'll control all the auctions. including not only internet, but the Starlinks, satellite stuff.
I guess they didn't make enough contributions.
This is going to really do a lot of damage to the internet, and it's going to stop 5G and other things. The Trump administration repealed all that, and the Bidens are bringing it back. And then the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, ruled out non-compete clauses. Now, that's very bad because, you know, in these technology companies, if you leave one company and go to another, you usually face a non-compete for many years. Otherwise, you carry the intellectual property with you. So it will do great damage to tech companies, and you'll be. This is a case of intellectual property theft. So that's coming from the Federal Trade Commission. So it's, you know, Biden's just going hog wild. He doesn't care about the Supreme Court. You know, you may as well throw in student loan cancellations. The same thing. Supreme Court said no. Biden's trying to do it. Supreme Court says you can't shut down all these power plants because you do not have the emissions authority from Congress. Biden's going to do it anyway. And then he's going on and on. This is just this is the economic version of lawfare. That's what this is.
Wow. Well, Larry, we're going to be listening to you tomorrow on number one, WABC's number one show on at 10 o'clock to 1 o'clock on Saturday. And you've made new record highs. I think you're almost at the Milky Way by now.
Well, thank you,
173 countries, 50 states are listening to you. And I think last month you hit 149 of the 173.
Okay, well, that's wonderful. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Larry Kudlow, have a great weekend again, and God bless you and God bless America.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.